Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
That's right. Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to the end of the year here on ESPN 1000. Cap and J-Hood are off.
Yeah, they are.
They might be off forever after this show.
You're not ready. You're not ready.
Jesse Rogers, Dion Miller, colleagues at Channel 7. Well,
yes.
Yeah, I mean,
we are barely Jesse Rogers for me.
You are a longtime ABC 7 reporter. I'm a sometimes ABC 7 reporter. So the chemistry we have in the 3-minute broadcast that we have on TV sometimes.
Yes.
Jesse here, you toss it out to Jesse in Arizona for 30 seconds. I toss it back. That's going to just emerge here over the next 3 hours.
I can feel it already. No, I'm so excited to see you.
You too.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Is it the end of the year?
It goes fast.
It went so fast.
It really did. And if you're a Chicago sports fan, maybe it didn't go fast enough.
I know.
Because we were looking at some of the numbers. January 1st to December 30th here, not one team performed over 500. We had one team perform at 500, literally on a daily basis. The White Sox were basically a 500 team. But everybody else, if you take the calendar year, was under 500.
Yeah. It was a long, long year, and it's not over.
No, it's not over.
I mean, it's going to spill into 23.
There's a good chance the Bulls lose to the Pistons or the Cavaliers.
Oh, I know.
Because that's how they roll.
That's how they roll, right. That emotional win on Wednesday is going to carry over. At all. Not at all. I mean, that's just... They beat the good teams
and they lose to the bad teams.
Like the way they looked on Monday against the
Rockets. I was there Monday.
Oh.
Let me say this. United Center, the Bulls, they put on a great show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do.
It's great.
It's always fun.
I was on Tuesday morning. I did criticize the wave, but I certainly blame... I called it the Yahoos from Iowa that are in town for the holidays.
Oh, they're not Yahoos from Iowa.
See, you're too nice.
They're families of people that live in our city.
We don't do the wave. But I blame the Bulls.
Right.
They were so bad that people had to revert to their own entertainment.
No, correct. That's the reason. It's their fault. If they're winning, if they're dominating, if they're playing up to their potential and all getting along on and off the court, I think that the wave doesn't happen. Nobody's doing the wave.
Dion Miller, Jesse Rogers with you till 10 a.m. Hope you're having a good holiday week. I've waited 20 plus years to do a show that I can call and play this theme music. It's not the bold and the beautiful, but it's the bald and the beautiful. That's what we're known today as, the bald and the beautiful.
Is this still their theme song?
This is still their theme song. I didn't know till 2 days ago that it was still on the air.
One of the few. It's like them in General Hospital,
it's
right?
It's a half hour. I thought soap operas are all
Bald and the Beautiful has always only been 30 minutes.
Oh, it always has been. Okay.
Always been.
So it's 12:30 to 1, I believe, in Chicago. 12:30 to 1 on CBS.
CBS, yeah.
The Bold and the Beautiful, 36 seasons it's been around.
Good Lord.
But today is the Bald and the Beautiful.
Right.
And
our first ever Bald and the Beautiful.
If you're watching on Twitch, you understand why. And you can watch us... Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Though I am wearing the hat.
You are. You're not even.
I am bald.
Yeah.
Underneath, there's still nothing there where you are beautiful. So it's the bald and the beautiful till 10 a.m.
I love it.
I do too. That's what I'm saying. Cap and J-Hood.
That doesn't sing like the bald and the beautiful.
No. So you guys are out. You guys take a month vacation.
Take a month vacation.
Dion and I will be here. You can tweet us at Jesse Rogers ESPN at DMillerABC7. Of course, as usual with you, you're doing double duty. You're heading over to the Bulls later.
I am. And I was, I'm glad because, I don't know, I feel like we've said so many times this season, is this victory a turning point? Is this, but Wednesday felt different. I mean, that was quite an emotional comeback.
It was. I think there is a matchup thing that a lot of experts smarter than I have said. When they face some of these young athletic teams that have nothing to lose, they don't match up well with them. When they face these better sort of half-court plotting teams, they actually can play a little bit better defense.
Yeah.
And I think that's a reason why they're, what, like 7-1 against those top teams?
Yeah.
There's something there. It's not a coincidence. It's not by chance. There's something there. It's a little bit of a reverse of last year where they lost to all the bad good teams and beat the bad teams. Now, it's a good question for, let's say you get to the playoffs. Like, this is the better way to do it. Like, if you're going to have a split, you want to beat the good teams because it proves to yourself you can do it.
Right, right.
But having said that, Deion, Milwaukee went 9-for-44 from three-point
right,
land.
Right, that's...
And I don't think it had much to do with the Bulls' defense.
No, I don't think so either.
Greece and Allen just missed a bunch of shots. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them missed a bunch of shots. You know, most teams aren't going to go 9-for-44. That's 20%.
Right.
Bulls would have got gotten blown out if that was even just 30%.
Right.
So,
and I know but that's who the Bulls have become this year, right? Like, they're just this hit or miss team. They're not this consistent power team that they could be. I think they could be. It feels like on paper that it's there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Without Ball, though, it's hard to say that. I watched him, against the Rockets, and it's like you can tell without knowing who's in this team's playing a man short. Like they're missing
something.
A point guard.
Yeah.
You can tell without even knowing Ball's out. So, I don't know what they can be. I don't know what their ceiling is this year. Defensively, but
I'm to the point where I'm like, I wouldn't even want them to sneak into the playoffs. If this is the team they're going to be, because you look at in the Western Conference, they wouldn't be. They wouldn't, you know what I mean? That's always how it is, right?
I mean, Giannis had his way in the middle there.
Oh, they don't have anything to counteract that.
Yeah,
though.
Not really. No, Vooch. Oof, can't, I mean,
no, I know.
They see him in the fourth quarter on defense and they just go to town.
Right.
And like I said, if he had, when he threw the ball out, they missed their threes. Otherwise, I think the Bulls would have lost by 10.
They would have. If they had hit, I don't know, three more three-pointers, it would have made a total difference in the game.
But they won, and it was a good comeback.
They did win. It was an exciting comeback, yeah.
Because we've questioned their effort this year, so in moments like that, you got to give them credit, and they play the Pistons tonight, and then the Cavaliers tomorrow. Cavaliers are really good. You would assume they'd beat the Pistons, but you can't with this team anymore.
No, you can't, especially if they're heading into a back-to-back where they face a good Cavs team, right? Like, they could be looking beyond the Pistons tonight. Who knows? How many did the Pistons have suspended from that?
Oh, that's a good question. Jake, maybe you could find that for us.
It just came out last night. Yeah, it just came out last night.
I mean, you should beat the Pistons at full strength, but it doesn't hurt correct. To have a few guys suspended, no doubt. 312-332-3776 is the number if you want to jump on. This is the Bald and the Beautiful till 10 a.m. Again, 312-332-3776, or you can tweet us at Jesse Rogers ESPN, at the Miller ABC7.
Do you have a good holiday week?
Holiday week.
You did? Yeah.
Absolutely great holiday week because I didn't have to be anywhere really. So it's great.
Other than here. Yeah.
Other than here. So it's great. Went to a Bulls game.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Was it Monday? Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
Because then I was in here Tuesday and I had to write a story yesterday about umpires retiring.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
That was interesting to see 10 that are retiring. And not one is Angel Hernandez, and apparently everyone's ticked off about that.
Well, of course.
So that was my yesterday.
When an umpire is a household name, Jesse, like that's a problem.
Right.
If we don't know their names, then they're doing their job well.
No
That's
doubt.
How I feel.
No
yeah.
doubt. Until they retire. Like there's been a lot of people within the game saying congratulations to like Ted Barrett, longtime umpire. Like you didn't hear a lot of these 10 names that are retiring until they retire.
Right,
because
until they retire, yeah.
You don't want to know the umpire, but everyone knows Angel Hernandez.
Yeah.
And so I had to do that yesterday. But other than that, it's been a pretty easy week. What about you?
It's been a wonderful week from Christmas Eve on. I mean, it's just been a lot of family. My heart is super full this morning because all of my kids, my bonus kids, my granddaughters, everyone is in town right now.
Aww.
They were all
and you
at
left
our house.
Them.
I love them. And we were all they were all at our house last night and it was just awesome. I love the chaos of it.
I was about to say a lot
I
of
love
chaos.
It. Oh,
yeah.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Like my youngest granddaughter is one.
Aww.
Is she one? Yeah, I think she's two. I don't know.
She's a baby. That's
she's
all
a baby.
You need to know.
She's a baby. And then there's one that's three, and then one that's seven, and then my daughter's like in her glory with all these little girls, and it's so fun. I just love the noise, and I love it being full and busy.
I love the noise until the fights break.
Right.
And that happens.
We don't
often.
Have that happen just yet, but no, it's been a wonderful week. I'm just like, wow, the end of 2022. It just feels like this year flew by. And
no doubt.
So many different things happened. so many sports stories happened, so many roller coaster moments. It just has been interesting.
Yeah, most of them negative, though. Most
of them negative. A lot of them negative in our city. Yeah, you know. For the best sports city in America, which I do believe we are.
I don't know if one of the others.
It's been pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know if one of the other shows did, like, the, you know, I don't know. I'd call it the biggest headline moment of the year. And I don't know if we want to debate this. Like, I don't even think there's a close second. I think Tony La Russa walking a guy on a 1-2 count is it. That is it. You could say one of these Fields' great plays. I guess you could.
But yes, you could.
We're talking about something that went national, like,
yeah,
instantly.
I
and
know.
It was the debate on talk shows across the
it
country.
Was.
Like, Tony La Russa walking. I know I'm biased because I cover baseball. Like, I can't find it. You know, maybe... Io's game winner the other. I don't know. But no.
Like, that's recency bias. I can't get that excited about that. But no, you're right. I mean, that was national news.
Yeah.
This whole season around.
It's even more ridiculous now that you think about it.
It's,
you know,
even
a few
more
months
ridiculous.
Later.
And that, I mean, the image of him dozing in the dugout is also one that I cannot
people yelling
shake.
Him to put in Adam Engel. It's the Tony La Russa experience, even though. I don't think they convinced him to do it. Whatever. The fact that we have to debate whether the fans were telling him to
do it.
The whole Tony La Russa experience of 2022 has to be the headline-making thing of...
From our city?
I think so. I think so.
It's nothing Cub-related,
that's for sure.
Right.
It's nothing Blackhawks-related.
No.
Fields
would be the other thing. For sure it would be Fields, because... The Bears have waited forever to have a quarterback that they felt like could carry them to success they haven't ever seen or haven't seen since 1985.
Yeah, on a positive note, like the realization of him as a quarterback, and it's still not completely there, the pass game, but the realization that he isn't just some good college quarterback
is
certainly the positive headline of the year.
That transition. The one thing that stuck out to me just in the last week when talking to him is when he said like one of the things that he's noticed is how he's been able to adjust. And I've really been impressed with that he's been able to change his game to do what the Bears need him to do. And, you know, to openly say, look, I wasn't a runner at Ohio State. This is not what I did. And now to see how it's like electrifying every time. You can't wait to see what he's going to do.
And now that, like, you can't wait until they really find the balance of it all. Right? Where he can threaten the run, pull back, go deep, that balance. And I mean, really, football is about confusion. Run this play when they don't expect it. Run that play when they're, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's really about that.
Yeah.
Getting the advantage, getting the angle, getting a leg up in terms of just how you're defensed. Mm-hmm. And once they find that balance, boys, it seems like sky's the limit.
Okay, so yesterday I found on Twitter, somebody had tweeted out all of these pass plays from Justin at Ohio State, and it was like, if ever anybody questions his arm or his passing ability, show them this reel. And it was, I mean, ridiculous catch after, I mean, deep throws, whatever. And I thought, wait till he has real wide receivers.
Yeah.
And I think that the loss of Darnell Mooney was a big deal, not because Mooney was this grand glorious 1A wide receiver, but because of the connection that they had, and they could have continued to build that, and losing him really set that back. They've been shorthanded at wide receiver all season long. All season. And now hopefully you'll get Chase Claypool back this week. Hopefully Equanimeous St. Brown will be back as well. But what do they have that connection? Do they have that ability? Are those two going to run themselves open so that Justin can find? I don't know, but they need more around him. They need more around him. He's the real deal.
No doubt. I think everyone agrees that he'll have the deep game down once they get a burner or two. I do think the medium passing game, right, is a legitimate, like, hey, you got to get better at that.
Yes.
You know, and that'll come with better receivers too. But like, we don't know yet if he can just three step boom. He hasn't really done that, or five step boom, whatever.
Consistently,
it is.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple of passes that he's made quick decisions and he's checked down really fast, and I think, okay, that's progress.
Definitely progress.
He's come a long way. I mean, a really long way. I'm anxious for this week because Detroit's defense is not great, but they're going to be indoors, like controlled environment. None of this like freezing cold temperatures, can't feel their fingers. Like this is a great, like, sort of level playing field for him to kind of take that.
Hopefully his legs are healthy and hopefully he runs again, because it's fun to watch him run.
It's so fun to watch him run. That's the, like, my favorite thing. I could watch those highlights again and again. And I think that will be the lasting take from 2022 in our city. I really do.
It's Friday on ESPN 1000. It's the Bald and the Beautiful till 10 a.m. Let's set the stage here. 312-332-3776 is the number if you want to chime in about anything that we're talking about. We've got a twist on New Year's resolutions coming up. Do you agree with our two headline-making positive and negative moments of 2022? Tony La Russa walking, was it Trey Turner, right?
It was on a one-two count.
Mm-hmm. And the sort of evolution of Justin Fields as a legit starting quarterback in the NFL. That's kind of where we're at with those two subjects. We'll do all that when we come back. You can watch us on Twitch as well. This is ESPN 1000.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
For people that don't know, it's the theme song to The Bold and the Beautiful, 12:30 on CBS every day, I think. This is The Bald and the Beautiful, Jesse Rogers.
You know, Jesse. Don't say I think.
I know. Yeah, he doesn't watch
I actually know every storyline on that show for the last 36 years.
That is some longevity, man.
I know.
36 years?
Well, what soap operas are still on?
General Hospital.
Is still on.
And
is Days of Our Lives still on? That was a big college one.
I don't know if Days is.
Okay, we gotta find that
out. A lot of the people that where I used to watch One Life to Live, Young and the Restless, always GH. I've watched General Hospital forever. I don't watch it regularly now, but I can tune in and pick up right where I left off.
Well, I've never seen The Bold and the Beautiful, but I will tell you today's episode features the evil twin that is coming back
to take the place. We thought someone was dead,
brother.
And they're back now.
That's the thing.
I'm impressed with the actors and actresses who've played those same characters forever.
My God, it's amazing.
Forever.
It's got to be a good gig, though.
I would think so.
Like a 9-to-5 kind of gig.
Yeah.
You make good money. You're not wrecked by fame. Nobody knows
who you are. Okay. That's not true.
I guess the diehard fans.
Yes. Tracy Butler is a diehard GH fan.
Well, I think more people know Tracy Butler than the GH actors, to be honest.
It's probably close.
She's big time fame.
Yeah, she's big time.
VIP.
Yeah.
Here's Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, when you're a quarterback, you're going to have adversity during the course of the season. You're going to have some linemen outs. You're going to have some, you know, skill sets that aren't going to be there, and he's got to figure that out. You know, we have to figure that out as coaches. You know, we have to be able to figure it out and maneuver. How do we move the ball down the field when this person X is out or person Z is out? And we just got to figure it out. It's good for the coaches, too, as well as Justin.
I love that answer. People have wondered whether he should be shut down. There's nobody around him. No, figure it out.
No.
You're going to have a great team someday, and 10 guys are going to get injured, and
yes,
you're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, more than that, I appreciated so much what Luke Getsy said yesterday. Every experience, every opportunity that we expose him to is a chance for him to be a better version of himself. And that is exactly why he should continue to play, especially against a Detroit defense that they scored 30 points on 5-6 weeks ago. And one would hope that the Bears are in a better position now after playing back-to-back Super Bowl contenders. Now they get a team that they can hang with, they can run with, and you can see hopefully some of that growth continue for them.
I think they win one of the next two games.
I do too.
I'm not sure which one, though.
But I do too. I think they win one of the next two. I do too.
And blow that number one pick out of the water. Because I think Houston might win one.
Yeah. Well, who do they have? I haven't even looked.
But I remember looking at the other day. I also want them
to win one more because I predicted a four-win season.
Oh, you did?
So I'd be very, very proud of myself. Like, inappropriately proud of myself if I got that right.
Does Yurko just burn the tapes where he said 9-8 back in?
No, but if he does it, we have to pull that out.
Oh,
we need a reaction. I need a response. I need to know where that.
And while we're at it, can we pull the tapes where I said Braxton Jones was going to be the man at left tackle when Waddle and all these guys made fun of me? Heck yeah, I did. After the third preseason game, I said, "Watch this guy."
Wow, brilliant.
And they all made fun of me. I said, "I didn't," because I said I made a big deal out of watching the game a second time. I go, "Waddle, I watched the game again. Like, not even the all 22, just the commercials and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched the game again. This kid's going to be special. Like, yeah, nice expertise, Jesse, and he is.
Yeah,
at least a starter. I don't know if he's going to be an All Pro,
Bowler, but wow, that was a nice surprise. Agreed.
Yes.
And he's so thoughtful.
Oh, he's great.
I love talking to him. He's so thoughtful.
I've had him on the show a couple times. Big Chipotle fan.
Oh, that very nice.
Big Chipotle fan.
Well, who isn't?
Right, exactly. That's good. Right, I shouldn't be shocked. Let's see. Houston has Tennessee. No. Okay, they just play 10 feet. Jacksonville and Indianapolis. That's it's Indianapolis.
I
don't think they're going to win against Jacksonville, but Indianapolis. Possibly.
Indianapolis, they could. I mean, it depends on what's going on that last week against Minnesota too. Like, are the Vikings playing all of their starters? If the Bears, you know, like,
I don't know.
Right.
I just feel like the Bears.
I feel like they're going to win one of these too.
All right, and second pick in the draft. Nothing wrong with that.
Also, the one thing that is so different, and we've talked about this across the board, all of us Bears reporters have said this does not feel like a 3-win team. We've been through some really long, atrocious losing streaks where you know that that the locker room is lost, no one's invested, and they really are like, I'd rather be anywhere else but standing here talking to you. That is not what's happening right now.
That's a good lead into a segment we're going to do. Start thinking about it right now. New Year's resolutions for your significant other.
Yes.
Everybody on radio today or next week is doing your own New Year's resolutions. I don't care about yours. I want to hear what you have for your significant other.
What you would suggest for your significant other.
Yes, and how you're going to edit yourself on the air so you're not, I don't know, out on the street 20 minutes after you hang up the phone. Significant New Year's resolutions for your significant other at 312-332-3776. And trust me, Deanne and I are going to give ours. But my point was, last night, my wife... And this could be one. I wish she knew more about sports so we could communicate a little more. Because she goes, have the Bears been eliminated from the playoffs? I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And I'm like, but her point was, everyone's talking about Fields.
Right.
It sounds like if you're a casual fan like she is and you keep hearing about, you think they were...
They were somehow
records was reversed.
Was reversed, right? No, and that's a very, very good point. Because
and so she's,
if you're not,
I'm like, they've lost eight in a row, honey. She's like, they have.
Yeah, no, agreed. It does not feel like that. And we asked them, like, why is that? And Justin's response was the culture. It's different, and that is different than a year ago. That is a different feeling. Like a year ago, that was the end. They knew it was the end. They knew there was going to be change across the board. They knew that the coaching staff was not going to last. It was such a different vibe.
Yeah.
This feels like they're. It feels like they have something to hold on to, whereas last year it felt like, wow, ground zero. There's nothing here, and now it feels like we're showing promise. That's all they need in that locker room, and they have really taken it week to week. They've not you know, carried one loss into the next week, and that starts with Matt Eberflus. It really does.
Yeah. So that is not one of my New Year's resolutions for her. I don't mind that she asked those kinds of questions.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than the other way. We're at the kitchen table and she starts asking me, who are the Cubs going to pick up? No, I just did that all day.
Right.
Just let's talk about something else. So, but it was kind of funny when she said, have they been eliminated from the playoffs?
That is fantastic.
So, New Year's resolutions for your significant other. 312-332-3776. But let's start with Jim in Crystal Lake. You're on The Bald and the Beautiful. What's up, Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Hey guys, and girls. So I got a question for both you guys. Has to do with women and, like, as referees or umpires. I've been seeing a lot of them on the sidelines, like sideline judges and refereeing in the NFL. And I've been seeing a lot more of them over the last year in the NBA. And I was just wondering, I'm an umpire myself. I umpire high school baseball and stuff like that. But is there going to be women? Do you see women coming in Major League Baseball? I particularly don't, but I've seen so many of them in other sports as referees and umpires. And I was just wondering your guys' take. Have you guys seen more this year or not?
Okay, so I can answer that.
Yeah, go for it.
There's less in the sport, but I just think they're behind a little bit. It's coming. So there was a woman at AA last year. She, I think, is going to get promoted to AAA. These promotions, I think, get announced next month. I assume she's going to be a AAA, and then at that point, anything can happen, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like a minor league baseball player.
Yeah.
If you're a AAA, you can get called up at any time. Now, it's still a big jump. There's no guarantee. So her name's Jen Powell. She was at AA last year, so it's AAA. There was one other woman in the minors last year. She just started.
Okay.
So there were only two. But I think they're just a little bit behind the other sports. I think you are going to see more, and it's inevitable you're going to see a woman umpire at the major league level.
Yeah.
The other day at the United Center, I told you I went to the Rockets game. There was a woman, ref.
Oh, yeah. You see them all the time now. See them
totally
all the time now. How many? I would love to know how many are in football, because there are several, and you see them more often. It should feel normal to see them. I want to see this happen.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I think a woman umpire will get as much, if not more, focus than any other ref or whatever in a sport when she goes behind the plate.
Correct.
Because you are on.
Correct.
You are on a stage there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just not. Now, when you. I don't think we have a woman head referee yet, do we? Maybe we do.
In the NFL? No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's another step that needs to happen.
That person
will be sort of in the spotlight. But definitely, you know, on the bases, you know, whatever. But once you're behind the plate, you become... It's coming. It's going to happen. Maybe this woman, Jen, in a couple years, Powell will, you know, in 2 years be there.
Good for them. Like, open, push that door open. Let's do it.
Absolutely. 312-332-3776 is the number. Let's go to Matt in Cedar Lake. You're on ESPN 1000, Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good.
But, so you brought up your significant other. I'm going to go with, for my wife, we're both, both coffee freaks, but she spends a lot more money on coffee than I do. So I'm going to go with no Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks for the whole month of January.
Now that is a dry January I do not want to participate in, Matt.
Right, I mean, she can make coffee at home, Dion.
But you're right, Matt. The Dunkin' prices have gone way up.
I know. I just bought 6 donuts and a coffee this morning.
And what was it, $12?
It was $12,
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's coffee and donuts.
Right.
That should be like $3.
Right. So, Matt, that's not a...
Not a bad one, Matt. It's not a bad one.
It's helping the family finances, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, try to save some money. And then, yeah, like you said, we can make coffee at home. We got Keurig and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Like it. All right.
I like it. That's not bad.
And he's only saying 1 month.
Yeah.
One month.
All
right.
I used to be, like, a New Year's resolutions junkie. Like, write it down and read it throughout the year. I mean, crazy person. I don't do that anymore. Now I like to do... Each month, like, pick something.
Oh,
like,
you do?
I like to do it that way.
I'm more of a January guy.
Just specifically the first 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Honestly, yes, because I actually am going on vacation the 16th. So all bets are off on vacation.
Oh, of course.
It's over.
Of course.
So 2 weeks of New Year's resolution.
I know. My husband was talking about, have you heard about this hard 75? And have you heard of hard 75? It's like you have to work out 45 minutes indoors, 45 minutes outdoors. It's just, but it's the basics, right? It's move your body. You get any diet you want, read some books, whatever. Like a hard, I was like, I'm more of like a soft 5. Like, I don't want to do a hard 75.
Then I'm a soft 3. All right, 312-332-3776. When we come back, Deanna and I are going to give our New Year's resolutions for our significant others. We're doing it early on purpose. We're hoping they're asleep. Jesse Rogers, Dion Miller, till 10. It's the Bald and the Beautiful here on ESPN 1000.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I don't know what the word, I want to use the word challenge, but I want to use the word experiences. Every opportunity, every experience we can get him or expose him to will create a better version of him. I think anytime anybody experiences something for the first time, right, you handle it better the next time and the third time and the fourth time and the fifth time. And, you know, we talked about, you talk about like any situation, right? That whether it's a good throw, a bad throw, a decision to run, a decision to throw it away, whatever, all of those are learning experiences. And Andrew's done a great job with him making sure that every single time these opportunities are created, we like dial into it and we create an opportunity and a learning moment in that room. So I think that's the experiences that he's getting are invaluable. That's why, you know, the mentioning of him not playing is, I mean, it's not realistic unless we felt like he was in harm's way for some reason. I think, you know, like when he was injured before.
That's Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator yesterday. And can we put that sort of theme to bed, this idea of not playing Justin Fields?
It's so ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's just so ridiculous.
It's so funny that it's usually it's the team trying to protect a player, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. There's some contingent of fans trying to protect him, or maybe the bad draft pick or whatever. You're going to get a good draft pick.
Right.
You're going to get the good draft pick no matter what.
No matter whether what. He plays That's just the not. Reality of where you're at right now. Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
It's amazing. I mean, there's the offensive coordinator saying we need to expose him to all situations.
Yes.
So
that is true. It's factual what he said.
Yes. So if you're listening to us right now and you think Fields should sit, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. No, he should not. He should not be sitting. He needs the experience. He needs to learn and feel what December football feels like. They expect a playoff atmosphere in Detroit this weekend. This is a Lions team that is like risen from the depths, and they are competing for something.
But let's play Trevor Siemian.
Right. Like, why would we do that?
I don't know.
Why would anyone want to do that?
No idea. I don't get it. The few calls that I've heard this, you know, call into this station about it have made no sense to me.
Right.
He could get injured for the off season. Oh, give me a break.
It's fine. He will be fine.
Exactly.
He will be his toughness has been proven again and again and again. He will be fine.
And if you get injured, that's the time to get injured so you can heal in the off season.
Right. Like, he'll be fine. All the way around, he'll be fine. What do you think of this Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren being a candidate?
I was going to ask you that. I mean, look, we are not experts in this field because all these things that a president does, I can't tell. He seems qualified. He seems qualified.
He
checks enough boxes on the surface from a business standpoint, from a football decision making. Like, remember, somebody without a pure football background has to make a decision at some level on every team.
Okay, so,
an owner who has no background has to make a decision. And if he hires a president, he has to make the decision.
Well, I don't know what Ted Phillips' total resume was before he got his current position, but I can tell you that Kevin Warren has a lot of years in the NFL, 20 to be exact. I did not know that. He was a longtime executive for the Vikings. He was there for 15 years, almost 15 years, and he was there when they built their new stadium. He helped them with the practice facility. Like, I didn't know all that stuff.
Which is exactly the sort of stuff that they need
up
in
House Hall. That totally translates to what the Bears need.
Yeah,
because they need...
But he also would be the guy that would hire and fire the GM, right?
Right.
And stuff, which, again, at some point, but then the owner will have to hire or fire Kevin Warren, you know?
Like, right.
And the owner doesn't know him much about football. He admits that. He's a fan like the rest of us.
Right.
But that's the way this thing works. Tom Ricketts eventually has to make a decision on Crane Kenny and Jed Hoyer, right?
Right,
I mean, but Tom Ricketts doesn't have, but you hope owners over time glean enough information to make a solid decision.
It's the first name we've heard, right? I think that's why it gained so much press yesterday. Yeah. It's the first name that we've heard because, you know, when Phillips announced that he was going to retire after this season, it was kind of like, okay, we knew that was coming, but now that we're reaching the end of the season, it's nice to see that they've made a wise choice in an interview anyway. I mean, in at least entertaining this sounds like a good, solid candidate.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we can ask our listeners, 312-332-3776, if they have a thought about Kevin Warren. But I imagine they probably don't have a lot to say because, like, who knows a lot about Kevin Warren's?
Right. I don't know who else.
Maybe up in Minnesota they know. But, how can you make an informed decision about a position you're not exactly sure and you know, a guy that has to make business decisions and football decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It sounds like he's qualified, but I don't know for sure.
I mean, you don't become commissioner of the Big Ten by accident. Like,
right.
That's a very hard job. And he's done well with it in, you know. But it was interesting yesterday because the article comes out and then both the Bears and the Big Ten have to make some sort of statement to kind of back it up. And also he's, you know, has two teams in the college football playoff tomorrow. Like, he's
He has a high profile job. So I think he had to respond. You know?
They had to respond. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. What do you think the job? It's obviously a promotion. It's a different. It's not lateral.
It's not lateral. No.
It's promotion, right? To president of the Bears.
Right.
I guess. My point being is if you're an assistant coach and you're interviewing for a head coach, that's normal.
Yeah.
You know, you're moving up the ladder.
Yes.
This is a little unusual, which is why I think he had to address it. You're the commissioner of the Big Ten interviewing for the presidency of the Bears. It's I don't know what it's called. Is it a lateral move, a promotion? What is it exactly?
I would think it's a promotion just because the NFL is king, because it's the most popular sports league in the world. I would think that would be a promotion.
But he doesn't have some assistant job, is my point.
No, correct.
You know,
no,
he has a big-time job.
He's basically a president right now, right? Like, he would, as commissioner of the Big Ten, yeah.
Right. So I think that's why he had to come out and say something.
I want one of those jobs. It would be so cool to be like, you're the Madam Commissioner. That would be really cool.
You'd be good at it.
Would I?
And, but
we just said we don't know exactly what they do. I don't know if I'd be good at it.
The next move is the University of Tokyo is going to be in the Big Ten by the time this thing is done. I mean, he just got UCLA and USC, which with my daughter going to Iowa, I know my first road game is going to be.
Of course.
Okay? It's not going to be Purdue. It's not going to be Purdue.
Right. No, don't knock West Lafayette.
Sorry.
Come on.
Well, okay, compared to L.A.?
No comparison.
But, so I guess people are giving credit for, I don't know, but us older people kind of like the Big Ten just being the Big Ten, I think.
I'm kind of bummed. I loved the Big Ten.
It's hard to get my arms around USC
and UCLA. Yeah, correct.
Definitely. 312-332-3776. All right. New Year's resolutions for your significant other. You want me to go first?
Yes.
You do, don't
you? I do.
Give you the level of... Because really, this is about... This is a one way of saying, what's your complaint about your spouse?
It's a very passive-aggressive way of saying.
I'll give you an easy one. Honey, New Year's resolution, at least in January, can you try falling asleep without the TV on?
Oh!
I don't need that brightness and the Friends is playing in my head as I'm trying to go to sleep. That's her go-to-sleep show.
I like her already.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we turn off the TV? She's like, only creepy people go to sleep in silence and in the dark. And I said, really? I think that's most everybody in the world.
She's right. That feels weird to me. I can't do that either. I mean, I don't have the TV on because my husband can't stand it either. I listen to something.
That's what she
on my phone
tends
under
to
my
do.
Pillow. Yeah, that's
so you need the same thing.
I need something.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we got to ask that question.
Yeah,
is that a common phenomenon among
wives in particular, women in particular?
Like
my version of white noise. Like I just need something to like distract me.
I don't mind having it on as you're kind of falling asleep and then boom, but I'll click it off and then boom, I'm gone. But I don't, like, it's in the background there.
It's so bright. I know. But Friends is one of my fall asleep shows too.
So January, honey. TV
off.
Just for January. Then maybe she's used to it.
Yeah, maybe you'll get
it. It's like I'm training a baby here.
21 days to, is it 21 days that becomes a habit?
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
We're going to go with that. So 3 weeks, honey. 3 weeks. Try it. TV off. Dark, that's good, right?
Yeah.
So creepy people only sleep in silence and dark. I'm like, well, then
you
I'm creepy.
You like it pitch dark?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You have like black
I don't have any of that. I do put a pillow over my head when the TV's on, though. I do make a fort around me. All right, go.
Oh,
your turn.
Gosh. Oh, my
your
gosh. Turn. It's my turn. Okay. So one of them would be to... My dear husband, can we finish a project? I call him all the time. I said, you're 85%. Like, it'll all get done, but nothing gets put away. Or it's like, I did it halfway, or I did it, and then like walks away. I was like, wait, but you left the leaf blower out. Like, why didn't we put it away? Why didn't we? So I'm just asking to complete a project.
That is a legitimate one. And again, a common one, I think, because my wife would say the exact same thing. First of all, she would say, why don't you start the project I asked you to start?
Also that. But then when he does, it's like, I tell him all the time, it's 85%. We got a solid 85.
I'll do something like, you know, I'll put the dishes in the dishwasher, but I'll leave one in the sink.
Right.
She hates that.
Yes, yes.
The coffee cup's left. Why not just put that one?
I know.
And I'm like, I'll get it next time.
Yeah, I know. Always. It's always 85%.
All right, so we got this. Finish a project. And go to bed with the TV off and the lights off.
The other thing I want to say quickly is that I would really love if he would listen the first time. Because often he says to me, he's like, this would have been nice to know. I was like, no, dude, I did tell you. I did say it.
For me, my wife will say, I'll perk up midway through and she'll say, oh, it just got interesting.
I'm going to use that line.
Yeah. Oh, it just got interesting
because
maybe she had said something about, I don't know, something that got interesting.
Right.
I can't give an example, but that's the line. Oh, it just got interesting.
I'm going to use that line.
Yeah.
That's great. Because he's looking at his phone. I'm like, are you listening? Yes. And then later I'll say, but I told you this. And he's like, you didn't tell me that.
This is wonderful marriage therapy without our significant others.
Right.
This is beautiful.
With them not chiming in, this is awesome.
Well, actually, they're free to call 312-332-3776. The number, New Year's resolution for your significant other. You better edit yourself, though, if you're calling in. Watch us on Twitch today and every day, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Next hour. I need help with my Hall of Fame ballot.
I'm so excited about
this. Which is due in the mail today. I'm going right to the post office. I got to fill this ballot out. I'm going to hold it up for the Twitch viewers. Here it is. I'm going to go through the names.
I expected it to look more official than that.
I have some questions. We're not going to sit here and debate players left and right. That'll get boring quickly. But it's more about ideas. The steroid guys, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get into all of that with you and our listeners. I truly need some help on some of this. And then, boom, I gotta check the boxes and put in the mail. We'll do all that. Continue on the Bears and some Bulls conversation. Jesse Rogers and Dion Miller. This is The Bald and the Beautiful till 10 o'clock on ESPN 1000.
Cap J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
it so abrupt that after, like, the day after Christmas, I believe it's like 12:01 on December 26th, mm-hmm. Christmas music disappears.
That's kind of interesting.
I mean,
the lights don't.
The lights don't. No, and mine are going to stay up for a little bit because I love them. But, I mean, it's like, boom.
But they start so early. I sort of get that it ends
yeah,
so quickly.
Oh, and the people that work at those stations that start on the day after Halloween are probably like, thank God it's over. Right?
How about this post-Halloween weather, though?
I know.
It got kind of warm.
It's really kind of interesting. I wish the snow had stayed a little bit, but...
I'm okay with walking around yesterday in 50 degrees.
I know,
That was nice.
312-332-3776
is the number. Jesse Rogers, Dion Miller on this last Friday of the year. We've got Greeny from 10 to 10:30, then the Duke's Mayo Bowl at 10:30, and then from 3 to 6, Tyler, Aki, and Jeff Meller
awesome.
Will be here for the final Friday show of the year. Happy New Year to everybody. We talked at the beginning of the show sort of the headline-making stories in Chicago, and we came up with two. Tony La Russa walking a guy on a 1-2 count in a very specific, you know, storyline. But La Russa's tenure was certainly one in 22 to talk about.
Yeah.
And then the emergence of Justin Fields as a, we'll call, big-time starting quarterback
for
the Bears.
Yeah, franchise quarterback. Yeah, at this point, that's like what we have to call him.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we start to go down the list of stories, I think the Bulls are up there as well.
They are.
What happened pre-Lonzo Ball injury and post-Lonzo Ball mm-hmm. injury. It was a fun, likable team for a long time.
It was.
And then suddenly things cratered.
It was last year at this time that they were fun and likable when DeRozan hit those back-to-back game winners, and it was the holidays.
And
it
now,
was New Year's Day.
And now they don't even like each other sometimes.
Correct. What is that about?
Well, it did wake them up a little bit. They've played well since that little tiff in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things are good to have sometimes, but only if something good comes out of it.
Right.
And they
need
play
something
well.
I mean, Wednesday was a really fun watch, and I think that it can be a spark and a turning point. I just don't know.
It feels like a house of cards to me. I don't know. What do you think?
No, that's such a good description because it does feel like whatever they're building up, they don't have enough to compete in the East.
Right.
They just don't.
They don't
have something to contend with Giannis in the postseason. They do not.
Pistons in town tonight, Cavaliers tomorrow, so back-to-back at home for New Year's and New Year's Eve weekend. Maybe you're going to the Bulls game. 312-332-3776. It is a lot of fun there. It's a lot more fun when they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's a great experience. I was there for the Rockets game, and like I said on Tuesday morning, they were doing the wave. And that's how bad that game was.
Yeah. Well, they do the wave at our baseball stadiums for the same reason.
Yeah, we don't see it too much at Wrigley, though.
No,
I will
not
say
at
that. It's more of a White Sox thing, the wave, and that's fine. They can have their thing. But we don't do the wave at the United Center. I've never seen the wave at the United Center.
What's happening during Blackhawks games these days?
Is anybody going?
Yeah, I don't know, right? I was just looking up, too, as we head into 2023, when moments will start to be happening for our teams. I mean, the NBA trade deadline is February 9th. And then the NHL one is March 3rd. And you know that the Blackhawks are going to look markedly different. And that's going to be very hard. That whole situation with the Hawks is very hard for me.
So it's common to ask that question on sports radio. Who's going to win the next championship? That's far enough down the line. I don't know if we can know
that's
that.
That's not going to be
who's going to be above 500 in a calendar year?
Right.
Because this past calendar year, no team in Chicago was over 500.
Who is going to be the first to be over 500? Up that group. Would you
probably
say
the White Sox?
Really?
I mean, they bottomed out at 81-81.
Yeah.
And they're in a weak division again.
See, I would say Cubs.
Really?
Yeah. Their pitching came on at the end of the season. They've added a lot. You wouldn't say Cubs?
I wouldn't say Cubs just because of what I said. I don't think the Sox can play worse, and they were 81-81. They can only.
They can find a way.
You're right. During the year, I would have said that, but I think they got it. Bounce, you know, it bottom out. You bounce back a little bit. I don't disagree. I mean, it's a good topic we can do in the last hour. Maybe I don't disagree. The Cubs are going to be real interesting.
They're going to be
defense
a fun
pitching.
Watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Defense pitching speed. They have some of all of that.
And when no one was paying attention at the end of the season, they were still a fun watch.
Right.
They were a fun watch.
They just don't have a ton of offense. But
right.
We already know they're not fully formed.
No.
That's their one weakness. They have other parts, though.
Yeah.
I agree. I think fun watch is a good way of putting it. 82 or more wins, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Not sure quite yet. Shot or no shot coming up next. We'll continue with your New Year's resolutions for your significant. I have like four more for your significant other. So
I did go come quick with the two
I'm going four deep on this. My depth chart has a bunch left to get to.
I have another one. So I hope he's not listening.
Shot or no shot, New Year's resolutions for your significant other, and filling out my Hall of Fame ballot or helping me with some concepts here on who I might vote for. They're due in today. It's my first year voting. We'll do all that the next hour right here on The Bald and the Beautiful on ESPN 1000.